This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Things have been tense on the Bloomington City Council in recent months with public confrontations between Alderman and Mayor Renner. But last night, they passed a new $210 million budget. Aldermen say the budget process was actually smoother this time around, led by interim city manager Steve Rasmussen. WGLT's Ryan Denham spoke to several aldermen just before the budget was passed about what it will mean for residents of Bloomington.
The new budget may be balanced, but Alderman Karen Schmidt says the city needs to spend more time looking at cost control. Schmidt represents Ward 6, which includes parts of downtown and much of the city's west side. Here's her take on the new budget.
Well, it's certainly going to raise fees for people in terms of handling their garbage, and we'll also be implementing a new stormwater and sewer fee, so it becomes more expensive to live in Bloomington. We continue to be challenged with not controlling our costs, and some of that has to do with getting our hands around our workforce and the pension and benefit obligations that come with hiring people. Really kind of rethinking the way that we do business.
Some of the biggest changes for residents will be in solid waste. Higher garbage collection fees go into effect May 1st, and there will now be only two bulk waste collections every year instead of every other week. Alderman Jamie Mathey from Ward 1 in South Bloomington says the city offers high-quality garbage service, and he heard from constituents who didn't want to lose it.
We have great services that we offer, and people are very accustomed to them, and they didn't want to give those services up. One of the conversations I was personally disappointed we didn't have was, did we want staff to go out and collect information on possibly privatizing or outsourcing the trash pickup. And there was a outpouring from the community of phone calls and emails we got. And the overwhelming sense was that people didn't want us to do that. They wanted to keep the services where they were. They wanted to keep it in-house with our Public Works Department, who does a great job. They wanted to keep it in-house, but that premier service has a premier price tag that goes with it.
The new budget also includes a sharp increase in sanitary sewer and stormwater fees that will bring in an extra $2 million a year to help the city attack $134 million in capital needs over the next two decades. Alderman Diana Howman from Ward 8 on Bloomington's east side praised the city's public works team for taking that approach to infrastructure needs.
Well, I think they're setting a good example for the other departments in terms of being proactive. They already had some money set aside. Wasn't enough to cover what they needed to do. And again, water is a basic city service. We pay for the consumption, but the water and the sewers and the stormwater, that's a need for the city.
Hammond says it's a solid budget, but she wishes aldermen would have made some decisions on whether to increase the local motor fuel tax. In February, during budget talks, city staff proposed doubling the city's gas tax from 4 to 8 cents. That would have raised an additional $2.3 million for streets and sidewalks. But aldermen were cool to the idea. Matthew supported it, and so did Hammond.
For me, I fill my car up twice a month, and it would be $14.40 a year for me in increased motor fuel tax, $1.20 a month. If I would rather invest my money in a little more in motor fuel tax than new tires, front end alignment, etc.
The new budget also doesn't resolve what the city will do about the aging O'Neill Park pool. Matthew says there's a lot of decisions still to be made on big capital projects.
Part of all this is going to be a community conversation to say, what is the value of these various things to the community? You know, we know from Chief Hefner that if we don't give kids things to do in the summertime, they're going to go find their own things to do, and we might not like that result. It's one of the reasons why City Council has invested in the Boys and Girls Club to help with programs over there. It's one of the reasons why a lot of the officers volunteer their time at Boys and Girls Club or at the Jefferson Avenue Community House to help build those relationships with the kids in the community, make sure those kids have things to do. So there's implications to not fixing the pools.
Like many municipalities, the city of Bloomington's revenue sources are strained and flattening out. The state also just started scraping an extra 2% off sales tax collections. But again this year, aldermen did not raise property taxes to balance the budget. Property taxes make up around 12% of that budget. Alderman Schmidt says changes in the local economy may force discussions about raising property taxes ultimately.
It's going to become a critical conversation for us in the next year or so, and it's made more difficult by all of the changes that are going on in our business community right now. We have to be very mindful of some of the turmoil that's going on with changes in business models with State Farm and just the general movement within retail as well. So we want to... I get concerned when we don't get our hands around property taxes, and we offload some of our expenses into service taxes. And I think the one that bothered me the most was utility tax, because I think we raised our utility tax a few years ago to pay for a pension, and I ended up voting for that because I thought we agreed that we were going to go back and look at our property tax and try to put pension cost into our property tax, but we never did that. So basically what we did was, tax everybody in town through the utilities, and including people who are least able to afford it.
At some point, the city will face either raising property taxes or making deep service cuts. Here's Schmidt again.
I think it's going to have to be within the next year or two, and just realistically, either that or we're looking very serious. We would have to be looking very seriously at reducing services or outsourcing services, or those are really our choices, and really changing the way that we do business.
Hallman says there's already a need to raise property taxes.
I think we've passed that line multiple years ago. If we're going to continue to raise salaries 2.5%, 3% a year, we need to be factoring that into our property taxes and adjusting the property taxes based on that. I mean, one of our biggest expenses is payroll, and we keep eating those increases and taking money away from other departments, other areas, rather than passing that on to the property owners.
Matthew says there are larger factors at work that may steer the council toward property tax increases.
We have, as a society, increased the quality of life to the point where people are now living to be 87 for women and 84 for men is now the expected life expectancy.
People born now, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very possible to be retired and live for 20 years or longer after retirement. When the retirement system was created, the average life expectancy for men was 63. Most people didn't even live long enough to retire. And now we've shifted that bar, and that's great for all of us, but the simple math of the system doesn't work anymore. And we as a state, as a city, as a community need to come together to realize that something has got to change someplace. And I don't know what that looks like yet, and I'm not advocating for anything, but we need to have realistic community conversations on the fact that the math doesn't add up anymore, and what are we going to do about it? How do we treat the people we have made promises to correctly and plan for the future at the same time?
Aldermen are also keeping an eye on Grossinger Motors Arena. The building is an annual drain on the city's budget, though it brings in economic development dollars to local businesses. Venue Works is nearing its two-year anniversary of running the arena. After 9 months of this fiscal year, the arena's net loss stands at $718,000. Fiscal year ends April 30th. The city can exit its contract with Venue Works in 2019. We asked Alderman Matthew whether the city should consider any changes to oversight of the arena.
Not quite yet. Soon, but not quite yet. And the reason why I say that is because this budget cycle for the arena has also been coupled with the factor of we've had some incredible workforce changes in Bloomington that started last fall, right after the last budget year. I know I had close friends who didn't know if they were going to have a job starting in last September all the way into January, and they put everything on hold. They didn't start remodeling on their house. They didn't. Christmas was a very slim affair last year for them. When people are uncertain about their work and if they're going to have a job, they literally went into turtle mode and stripped all expenses and all finances down to the bare minimum in case there was no work and there was no money coming in. And so I think we have an external factor that's going to last for, you know, from what I'm hearing, probably at least another year at this point, that is, it's going to affect the and reshape all of Bloomington Normal. And we have to all come to this understanding on there.
That's Alderman Jamie Mathey. Before that, it was Alderman Donna Holloman and Karen Schmidt. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can catch up on GLT's coverage of last night's city council meeting right now at our website, WGLT.org.